Okay. Now, let me just sort of outline is what we have today. Okay. What I'll be doing. Tomorrow is very straightforward. Going through various limudim. The 2 points in the Gemara that are critical, that are deeply intertwined. Nothing to do with shechita, has to do with dam. One is gistera. What happens when you cut the spinal column completely? The other is vidim, cutting the jugular veins, the veins and arteries inside of the neck. It's a big shaila, big inyan of dam. And it's just going through a brand new area, and by the time we finish, you'll begin to understand that, you know, it's a big shiloh of Ashkenazim eating from Sephardi Shechita, and Sephardim eating Ashkenazi, Sephardim. It's not so simple. Far from simple. Okay. Gemara says as follows. We saw the machlokas. The Gemara has two dais. Chatchila b'diyaved of shechting two simonim and an oaf. Shechting the entire simonim and behema. We saw the question how to pasuk. We went through that. The rice is rabbanan. That we've gone through in a very complete way. So the Gemara says as follows: Minayin the shechita shehi min atzava. Now the Gemara, the pasuk never says shechita when it talks about chulin. When it talks about kodshim v'shachat. Pasuk says v'zavachta kashet zivisicha. Now what is with kashet zivisicha? Mention is. Focus Rashi and the Ramban, Kashet Sivicha Basina, Kashet Sivicha Bakochim. Now we're talking about Shochet. How do we know? Where do we know Shochet Menat Sav? When I in the Shechit Yashim Menat Sav, Shinema, Meshochet is Ben Abokim, Mokim Shishoch, where it bends over, Chatehu. Now what does Chatehu mean? Says Rashi. Hechshiruhu, La'achilo. With your heart, with an achrin of chitei hotzi as domo. Lishna de chu, nimai de hai chitei o lishna de chu yehu. Tachse vachitei as habayis. Zeme ocho, tachtieni be ezo vatahe. Vemim is novo, cutting off the tail. Tails also falls down. Rashi Shishoch, Magma Shekofef. And the Gemara goes different parts of the body. Tail, no, something stands up that bends over. The tail's always hanging down. Me'oz no, me'in dam ha'nefesh v'leko. Now here is, if you, let us, give me a Rambam, Yilas Macholos Asuros. There are different types of dam. There's dam chiyav kares, dam chayav elavin, dam osa deraisa no onesh, dam edrabanan. Just to familiarize you with what dam is all about, which most people are very, that's, says like Rama Perek Vav Hilch of Macholos and Suras. Ha'ochel kazayis min adam b'mezir chayev kares. Shogei mevi chatzis kvua. Tov mefurish petor shen chayev ela aldam b'heimo chayev ha'ov bilvad. B'heimo chayev ha'ov. Ben bitmeyim, ben bitorim, shenema, kol dam lo tzolcheil b'chomo 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 tzolcheil b'chom dam dogim v'chagovim v'shkotzim v'motzim v'dam odom en chayavim mishum dam. No, we serve dam. Okay. Now, but v'haloch gimel ein chayavim koreis el adam hayotze b'shashchita v'nechira. When you cut the neck. Oh, hatoz harosh, or decapitation. Kol jan shishesh bo admimus. Anything that cuts from cutting the neck. Either shchita with a knife, the chira, you tear it open. Or it's simple decapitation, as long as it's red. Well, hadam hakones betoch halev. Also, you have a heart, has four chambers. Any dam that's in any of those chambers, it's also chayav kores. Dam hakoza, a standard thing that they did was, for a refuah, they used to bleed a person. And so they puncture into a vein, so initial blood not, but once it begins moving out of the vein, it's going on a stream. Okay. Now, dam hatamsis, dam evarim, dam in evarim, that means all sorts of evarim. Go dam hatchol, the spleen, dam akoyas, kidneys, dam beitzim, dam ameskanes belev, bisha shchita, nimtza bekoved, nechayom alav koreis. Och memenu kazayas loke. Shneva kol dam lo sochelu. Ki of koreis hu omek, he never shabotso bedomo. En ochay of koreis al dam, shaha nefesh yotze bo. Dam that the animal dies from that loss of blood. Okay, he goes on with all sorts of different details. Some derisa, some drabonon. Okay. Now, shchita, we saw on the run. Shchita in kodshim is shchita hamotzi dam. But shchita in, and that is, it's a dam, and that is dam hanefesh. What the Gemara says. But Amber the Korav also Adam and Nefesh, so she here draws of Chavoda, Agram, Iko. We know it. How do we know all? Ela Gemara Shchitim and Atzav and Nami Gemara. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Kol Amayasa, Lo Reshavya Gistera. This is a very critical statement. What does Gistera mean? Says Rashi. Shelo yachto kol hamafrekes. Do not cut the entire spinal column. Vishnayim. Achimach chiteu hotzi es domo. Usulo. Nothing more. So it's now we're not talking about Havdalah, being Mavdil, we're not doing extra. But even here, do that which is necessary for maximum blood, but nothing beyond that which interferes with it. Now what happened? Let's just describe the Metzius. An animal shechted, a tremendous loss of blood, goes unconscious. And while it's bleeding there, it's moving around, it's mefarcheses. And however, if you cut the spinal column, you destroy the central nervous system. By destroying the central nervous system, the animal stops moving around. So what happens as a result? You do not get the maximum loss of blood. So Rashi says what? Dama nevich, hoksiv dama nevich. Okay. The Achimash Hotzi is Domo Vesulo. Nothing beyond that. Leidach Lishne Hechsher Achilotzo and Hasimona Vesulo. Okay. But do not touch the Mafrakis. And apparently, according at this stage, when the Gemara suggests Lola Shavi Diestra, touching the Mafrakis may be a problem of overkilling Shechita, may mess up the Shechita. Lishnach has.
It's like an Isra,
let me finish talking. Do me a favor. Yeah, relax, take it easy. Don't go like that. Don't just chop the head off. Which would be a dross. Now, some people had a number of questions. I think it's very simple. If you go straight in, that's a dross. You go no in, you go all day, go no. So it has to be a certain angle. So the Gemara later on, the Mishnah later on, what angle it is. You have to be going back and forth, but at the same time moving in at a certain angle. Okay. Now, if you take a look in the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Kuf Yud Gimel, where is it? Yeah? Kuf Yud Gimel. Yeah, Kuf Yud Gimel. When right where the Gemara spreads out, we have the Zion of the Amishpat Nimitzvah. Amar Shmuel, Mishum Reb Chiya, Hashova Mafrakta Shel Behema, Kodem Shetet Seinavshar, Harizemach B'da Saboso, V'gotel Asabrios, Mavri Adam Be'evorim. Okay. What is it? Mach B'da Saboso, says Rashi. Lefi shebishas shechita, he tudo lahotzi dam. Shovem afrakto mitoch tzorotzo ein bo koach v'sane. That means at that point, when it's moving like that, and all the movement causes a tremendous flow of blood. If on the other hand, you cut the spinal column and it doesn't move, you don't have all that movement to have him in motzi dam. So you'll have much more dam there. Okay, shova machvartam tol tzorot zayin bo koron rotzi dam. Vi nochor v'shoket, it's just laying there. V'dam nivlo be'evorim, and the blood just gets absorbed in the evorim. U'mach ben abos, and it's heavier. And when people buy it, what happens? They're not interested in the dam, what happens? They're paying for meat plus dam, and they're paying it for the price of meat. So you're stealing them because they're not interested and they don't realize what it is.
Can't you get it out with salt?
What?
Can't you get the blood out with salt?
Okay, let us back up. First of all, until when I grew up, no, every Jewish housewife salted all the meat themselves. You didn't buy salted meat from the butcher. Let me just give you some introduction to real Jewish life. There was no such thing as a freezer. They didn't exist. So you had to buy fresh meat, freshly shechted meat. Couldn't freeze meat. Keep it. Sort of when refrigerators became coming out. So you began having refrigerated meat, keep it a little longer. But meat was fresh, not frozen. It could be frozen, but there was a massive difference between Minig Eretz Yisrael at that point and Minig America. I don't know what Europe was about. that was, now, halacha is as follows. When you shecht meat, you have to salt it within 3 days, because otherwise the blood inside cakes and it will not, and it won't come out with a malicha. When they used to shecht in the Midwest and send it to the East Coast of the United States, what they would do is, and it, 3 days is a problem because it was in rail cars and everything, so they would hose it down just to keep it moist. But Minig Eretz Yisrael was, commercially there was such a thing called freezers, so you could freeze it and then salt it. Minig America was absolutely not. And that became a for those of you who have learned anything about Minig, for Americans coming to Eretz Yisrael, that became a problem. Okay? The Minig Psak in America was Basak Hafu, was you couldn't salt it, and in Eretz Yisrael it was. Because a little bit of blood chemistry, by freezing it, you break down the blood vessels. Okay. Okay. It wasn't until much, much later that people began that everything was salted either in a slaughterhouse, that chickens are now salt, are all salted in a slaughterhouse. And we're going to get to a major nafkamit when the Gemara talks about. And it used to be that every housewife would buy all sorts of things and salt in the house. Everything was small pieces. Now what they do is a butcher will get meat. He'll get a side of beef, a massive amount of beef, and salt the entire side of beef. But here, when the butcher sold the meat to the housewife, she can get rid of the blood later on. She doesn't want that blood. She doesn't have to salt it. But right now, when he weighs it on the scale, it's going to be full of blood that he's going to get rid of. So she's playing for stuff that she doesn't want. So it goes to the sabrius. Because it doesn't come out. So the Gemara has a question. The two get in a massive machlokas of two gersos in the Gemara, which is a holiday day, shapidomi, that's only going to sell it. Odimali de nami also. And that's one gerson. If you take a look, for instance, in the Rashba, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, I show them a fractal. Call them Shetetsinav, Shemachmed as a Botso. Call Sabrius Mavli Adam Bevar. Iboilu. Mavli Adam Bevar. Holy day. Iboil a melchmane bu umso. Umso means raw meat. Nowadays people have raw fish, a big delicacy. They used to have raw meat. Iboil a sharp abdomen. Can he eat it? The question is as follows. What happens if you break the mafrekes? There's more, the blood hasn't come out. What is the Gemara asking a question? Can you eat it in general? Does malicha work? Or the only question is, can you eat it raw? Two gersos in the Gemara. So Lashavi Gistera creates a problem. For instance, we'll get into that as we go. One of the big problems that existed in Nazi Germany, Nazis were very concerned about being kind to animals. They insisted that an animal before it was shechted, which was inhumane, would have to be stunned with an electric shock, which would mean afterwards, after you shechted it, it wouldn't move. Which would be the same, would give it the same status as shova mafrakta. It would be the same thing. There's no movement, and all that movement is what propels the blood out. That is, now, there's a Gemara. Now let's continue reading the Mishnah for a second. So we have a problem of shechting, where the animal is, you destroy the central nervous system, and it can't move afterwards, and you still have a lot of blood left. Two gerses in the Gemara. Where ends up with a tekel. What is a tekel? Whether you can eat it raw, but malicha helps, or whether bachal malicha helps. Tekel. Take a look at the psak of the Rambam, for instance. Perek Vov al Ochetes. Hashove mafrekes behemu kodum shetetze nafsha. Hare hadam nivlo beevara. Yotso lecho mimenu bosor chai. You can't eat it bo'umtza. Implying that if you shecht an animal regularly, you can eat it even without malich, even though it's full of blood. The machlok is here, the two gersos, is umtza mutter or umtza is osa. Why? Because we have a halacha, dame varim shelo pirish, dame varim, that is where it was, b'shashchita hasn't come out, is mutter. And now there's another question, what about shapirish mimokom lamokom? So here, Rambam says, in this case, umtza bosochai is also. Normally, bosochai is mutter. Eleketzed yase, what should he do with this? Yachto chachaticha, cut into pieces, v'yimloch yofa yofa, v'achach yavashalo yitzla. Ravid does not like that. Okay. Now, Rambam pansing umtza's mutter. The Gemara's whole discussion is umtza in the case of your shove mafrekas. That's one case. Now, the Gemara has, the Mishnah says like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheyishchor es havridim. He has to cut the blood vessels. Okay. The Gemara says as a question. Is that a din in shechita? It's a din in dam. The Gemara called Chesamid Beis. Amr Rav Chizda. Lo Amr Rabbi Yehuda ela ba'of. Only in chicken. Because you take the chicken and you roast it as a whole chicken. That means by cutting the animal up into pieces, you force the blood out, and therefore malicha works. But if you don't cut the animal up into pieces, you take the whole thing, malicha wouldn't work. That's the time of the Mishum Damu. But not you don't match Yishko to the reading. Why does he have to shecht the reading? Ema Achi and Nakiba Sabinim. He doesn't have to shecht, he can just puncture them. He can do whatever he wants to. Umay Achir, so why it's Achir? Achinish Yinko Bishat Shkito. What does that mean? That means there's a difference when you, if you shecht it and cut the vridim 2 hours later. No, why? The blood is congealed already. You have to have fresh blood for it to go out. Vridim b'shchit, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And if vridim tzorch l'nak from b'shashchit, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Tashva. Amru lo, Rabbi Yehuda, me'achar shalom chizkru vridim, v'hotzim en dam, mali b'shchit, mali shalom b'shchit. What difference does it make? It's hot, it's this. Shashchita, it'll bleed much more. It cools down. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, reading Rabbi Yehuda. Show Abraham, Doras Bahem, let's see, he did it with a drosser, a shehir. And that's what I heard from Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Menach from Bekotz, and Kshavim. Tangle said to Rabbi Chizdi, Shachar Shnei Simon, and Ba'ov Potz, Lein Tzorch Lomar Bahem, Rabbi Yudom, Ba'ov Vach, Yishchot, Asai Vesher, yes, have a read. Okay. Now, so you have two things that are two things that create problems with dam. First thing that creates problems with dam is you show with the mafrekas, because then the animal doesn't move. The other is the vridim. Now here Rishonim, I'll just outline what we're going to do in Rishonim. First in the Rosh, as a good introduction. So here we're going to have to understand how Malicha works, how Tzli works, how what the whole problem of Dam is. Okay. Perek Aleph, Simen Yutes. We had a Mish at the end of last month. Those of you who were here at that point before while everyone was jumping off to catch the flights. Shochi b'Shabbos. What about Shochi b'Shabbos? So the question is it mutter on Shabbos? Wait a second. There's another problem here. Can you do Melicha on Shabbos? You can't do Melicha on Shabbos. Melicha on Shabbos is osur. It's called Ibud. One of the Lamed Tes Melochos is Ibud. Taking a hide of an animal, treating it, and preparing it to turn into leather. Melicha is considered ibud. You're not allowed to have a lot of salt on something on Shabbos, because I'm melochum ibud. That's why you like heavy salt on your cucumbers, it's also on Shabbos, unless you put some dressing in there, something, some shemen in there or something. Okay. That's ibud. You can't do ibud on, you can't do melicha on Shabbos. So the question is, what is the Gemara discussing? Shoch b'ch Shabbos, if I can eat it on Shabbos, how can I eat it? I can't do the melicha. So the Rosh discusses this at length. And in so doing, he does a lot of things about Malicha. If you take a look, Perek Aleph Simen Yutes. Where it says, Yudal Romer Aleph. Yes, it says. Bobi im Toma Avo en Yochol Mocho B'Shabbos. You can't do Malicha on Shabbos. He says, "What comes the Rosh? What do you see from this Gemara? Can have raw meat on Shabbos without Malicha? Can eat Malicha? I'm going to have to go through this Rosh very carefully because this is a good place to get started. They would eat raw liver. The cholto le becholo mushorehu cholo the fish are chomet somet says adam betzol chabos. Shuvan vota al now. This was called chalito. Now, what does chalito do? For those of you who are not familiar with tamani meat, that was the big problem Asaf Zarum had here. According to the Rambam, after you do malicha, you plunge it in either into vinegar or to boiling water, and that's chalita. That means that whatever dam is left will be held in its place and won't move. The Rambam requires that for malicha. No one else does. Temin and Paskin. The Rambam only eat bosa with chalita. But chalita holds the dam where it is, and the dam doesn't move around. So in kaveh, what's the problem? It's full of blood. So you want it to stay where it is. So it'll be dam evorim shelo pirish. So you soak it in vinegar. Lashari. Ochal v'fish ha'chometz, the vinegar tzometz es adam. Habotza v'shuv v'ene yotze. V'aval yedei bishon. The chol also fishanir adam in a kaveh letovcho. Yonam yotze. Okay. Amin ha'osim. Okay, how do I know? And he's out of the Rosh, has a lengthy Rosh here, talking about Dam Evarim Shalom Pirish being Mutter, and all of his riots, the Dam Evarim Shalom Pirish is Mutter. So then the question is, if Dam Evarim Shalom Pirish is Mutter, so, and that's why Umtz is Mutter, so what's the whole problem with our sugya of shovem afrekas? The blood that's in is the blood is in. What is the reason for malicha? Is bishul. Why? I'm a vashalin. So what happens? The dam comes out. You take a piece of meat. You put it in a pot. The dam will come out. And then it's dam mevarm shapirish. Then it asks everything. But if it's sli, you don't necessarily need it. Now, why? And here we have to be very careful. Is because sli, whatever, it takes all the blood out? Or it just drips down, and whatever stays, is dam evarim shelo pirish. So what is the Rosh busy telling us? Kika shechota chol of boso pirish shelo nitzle kol tzarko, also v'haboso mutu. Let's say I take raw meat and I cut it and blood drips down on a piece of bread. The bread's also, but the meat's muta. He says, apparently, dam evarim shelo pirish is muta. You have to see the Gemara's inside. Haki gosa, the fish and yifan adam, abosa nivu, avabosa, muta. Avishal beluva dam. Let's say I shecht for a chola on Shabbos. Don't shechit as muteras. So a bori, and you cook for the chola, but a healthy person can eat the raw meat. All of his. He said, because it's dam evarim shelo pirish. Kacha yomer Rabbeinu Tam. And tzorach limlo bosu litzli. Yavim lo polo kol domo. Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't have to do malicha for tzli. Why not? Because even if all the dam doesn't come out, still, whatever is left is Dami Bama Shalom Pirish. Mutter. Questions, how much do you have to roast it? You like a rare steak? Rabbi Adam said, no problem. A raw steak is mutter. Half roasted is mutter. It's all good. Rabbi Natam says, what about Dam Evarim She Pirish Mitzad Latzad? It does not where it was during Shechita. It moved around inside. No problem, says Rabbi Natam. So then, according to this rush, we're going to have to come back Shova Mafrekas. That's the problem with Shvirus Mafrekas. How do I know the kika shechotach al abotsa shar kika otsa machmas dam abotsa? I take a piece of raw meat, I cut it by the pressure, dam moves around inside, some drips out. That which drips out is also that which stays in, even though I moved around under the pressure, is fine. Okay, this is one rush. And he's very, very clear. Now, if you take the rush later on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Kuf Yud Gimel, I mean, you'll take the rush on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and that is. At the very end of the parak, yeah. And parak Shmini Simen Chof Gimel. He has a whole thing here. Vetzochof, I said, okay. No, Chav Gimel, excuse me. It's Nun. Parashmini Nun. Omar Shmuel, Mishum Rabchi, Hashoba Mafrakish of Behemo. Mavla Dambe Vor, Mishori Lambe Chomine, Beumtsu, Olo. Salka Bateku. So we're going to have to straighten it out. Because what is the problem? It doesn't bleed enough. So what happened? The blood stayed inside. Big deal, the blood stayed inside. I moved around and didn't manage to leave, big deal. Now, what is he paskin? What is the rush paskin? About Vrid, Rabbi Yehuda. See what he passes by Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, "You know how much you should have read to Rabbi Yehuda Kaimelon. We pass can write Rabbi Yehuda." On Perikama the Bracha, he's our Bavrinim Rabbi Yehuda. Venera Rabbi Yehuda Davka Lechatchila Ka'omar. Now, we go through this entire rush. There are three rushes to go through. It's a very good introduction. I would slow. Okay, is Lechatchila B'diyeved. Okay, that's all. This is just an introduction. So, what is the issue here? It's a very simple issue. The issue is whether it's Vridim, whether it's Gistera. and exactly what Malicha does, what Sli does, when Dam is Mutter, when Dam is Osa, how rare can your steak be, and I don't know whether raw meat is a delicacy now or not a delicacy, okay, but this is first go through all the rushes, then we'll see the Rashba. The Rashba introduces a whole different issue. The issue is the Gemara later on. What about the heavy veins in the neck, for instance? Heavy veins. Problem with the heavy veins is the dam. What about the heavy veins? Because the veins are very thick, the heavy arteries and veins are very thick. Malicha does not necessarily penetrate. Malicha does not necessarily penetrate. So, what about the dam in those veins? So the Rashba raises that issue here. Rashba on Kuf Chesamid Beis Behema Hol Menatcha Eivre Eivre Lo Tzorech Hu Adin Lo Ofim Lo Shochet Ezvidim Menatcha Eivre Eivre. He goes through a whole thing. But then he says, he quotes another Gemara. First begin with the Rosh is the easiest thing. You're not experienced with Dam, never thought about it before, just know Dam is also. So the Rashba goes through, but there's a Gemara, Daft Sadeh Gimel Omed Aleph, that there's certain heavy veins inside that Malicha doesn't work. And we'll see there's a big machlokas, what to do with those veins. And what to do with those veins, either some say you have to remove those veins, some say you have to cut those veins. That's the whole problem with Americans eating meat in Eretz Yisrael. It goes like this. So, that the Ramah Paskins, you have to remove the veins, not cut the veins. The Mechaba Paskins, you cut the veins. Minig Ashkenazim in all of Chutz La'aretz, with the except of Eretz Yisrael, is you have to remove the veins. For many historical reasons, Minig Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim was, you cut the veins. So all of you at this point of your know, so if you came from United States, the UK, wherever you came from, Johannesburg, wherever you may have come from, they would not tolerate meat that did not have those veins removed. What about here? What about when you come here? You follow the minhag of Ashkenazim. And that is why not necessarily so easy for Ashkenazim to eat Sephardi meat. We'll see all of this in the next few days. But this is not complicated, just a lot of new material that has to be organized. Yeah. This is not smoch miyutul chazaka, no. Just a lot of brand new material that has to be organized, so most people are unaware because no one salts meat today because you buy it from the butcher all salted, it's frozen, etc. But it still is no gear to, it's an important part of the Torah for you to know about.